Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Back here at Barrington Golf Club in Aurora, Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble, Nathan Zagura, and Matt Wilhelm on the course right now. We'll try to get you some scoring updates between their two groups. A lot of partners of the Browns enjoying themselves today despite the weather. And it looks like it's starting to rain again, but they have not called anybody in. We haven't had any stoppages. Everybody went out as scheduled on time and fighting through the elements here in this mid-May tournament.
Yeah, it's playable. It feels a little bit more like October.
Maybe a little fall golf.
October 15th than May 15th. But, you know, I think that right now, even though it is raining, I think this is maybe the brightest we've seen it since these guys have gone out here. So I bet they're having a good time, and we'll get a full rundown on how it went with Nathan and Matt for sure on Monday.
This is the 16th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament. Last year raised more than $2.6 million to benefit Northeast Ohio, including $150,000 last year. They've raised over $2.6 million as a whole, and the foundation has done some amazing work, and they've helped a lot of people in the community, including the Walton School. And joining us on the hotline right now, their principal, Elizabeth Fennell, joins us. And Elizabeth, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Talk about what the Browns Foundation has meant to the Walton School and what they've done to help you out.
So the Browns Foundation, we started our partnership last year, and we have evolved this relationship from events surrounding Play 60, physical movement, exercise, and a couple of tickets for attendance incentives to a true extension of what's happening in the classroom, in that we're providing supports in the classroom about how to make sure that you're ready to learn each day. And that's been done through front office staff visiting our classrooms throughout the year. There was a holiday takeover at Christmas time. Andrew Hawkins and Miles Austin generously gave to our scholars in the way of providing Kindles for all of our middle school students so that we can have technology in the classroom. Generosity of computer laptops for our students so that our teachers can actually integrate technology into the learning. And so what was initially started off has started off as a partnership to encourage learning has really fostered the relationship of an extension of learning through this partnership.
What's it been like to in those opportunities where you get to see the kids interact with these players? And I know we talk to these players a lot. They really do love getting out in the community and interacting with them.
Well, I think that it's important to realize that the players, the front office staff, our friends at the foundation have become educators to our students and educators for our staff. And so when Billy Wynn records a message about how important attendance is, and I send that out to all of our students, it really hits home and makes a connection that it's not just Ms. Fennell going on about how important attendance is, but wow, there's a player who thinks it's important. When Mr. Shiner talks about, you know, if our staff or our players show up late, I'm going to find them. And so attendance is important. That hits home for them as well. So again, it's an extension of learning. And the students, of course, are in awe when the players come to the building. They can't believe that someone so famous or so important and has so much to do on and off the field would take the time to really commit to the investment in the students. And that rings through with our staff as well. The Browns Foundation, the organization, has not only proven their commitment through events and through tickets, but also through a presence in the building. And that in itself speaks volumes, frankly.
Talking with Walton School Principal Elizabeth Fennell right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Jason Gibbs, Andrew Gribble with you. Walton School directly impacted by the Browns Foundation. Today, of course, the Browns Foundation's 16th annual golf tournament out here at Barrington Golf Club. Elizabeth, are you surprised with the results that you've seen from your students? Student achievement, attendance is up, culture, more family engagement. Are you surprised with how quickly you've seen the results as a benefit of working with the Browns Foundation?
Well, I knew we had it in us, so I am surprised. But I knew we had it in us. It just took clearly the Cleveland Browns to get it out of us. But the return on investment has been significant. There was an article a couple weeks ago in the Plain Dealer regarding investment schools, and Walton is an investment school in Cleveland Metropolitan School District. And Walton was highlighted as being a school projected to obtain a C grade on the state report card. And that makes me very emotional because we could not have done it this year without the investment of our partners, the investment of our students, the belief within them. And it's when we invest in our children, we all win. And I think that's clearly been shown through both our own recognition and our community's recognition in that.
And what does an achievement like that does that allow you to kind of redraw up your goals for the future and really kind of set sights for even higher than that?
Absolutely. It also builds self-confidence and the assurance that we are on the right path and what we're doing is the right work. And when a kindergartner is able to articulate to you, I gained 6 points on my reading score, or I'm able to write my name at a 6-7-year-old age level, that should tell you something, that we're all invested. And the work that the foundation does, the work that our how our community supports the foundation has made tremendous impact. And I want to make that very clear. We could not have done this without the community support and the foundation's investment and commitment to the students in our building.
Well, Elizabeth Fennell from Walton School, the principal there, continued success. Continue to do the amazing job that you're doing there with your students. And,
you know,
the Browns Foundation gives X amount and helps you out. But, you know, the people that spend the days with those students every day, the teachers, the unsung heroes, no question about it. Continued success to you and your staff.
Thank you. And I always say this anytime I'm talking with partners or on the radio, we always need help, volunteers, even for a half hour a month. It'll take all of us to make sure our students are prepared for their life. So please reach out to us if you'd like to provide further assistance. Thank you.
How can they reach out to you, Elizabeth?
Well, you can contact the school. I work year-round. I don't get summers off. So you can contact the school at 216-961-1649. You can also go on the Cleveland Metropolitan School website, clevelandmetroschools.org, and look for the school, Walton School, on Walton Avenue. And, of course, reaching out to the foundation as well.
All right, Elizabeth, appreciate the time. Continued success. We'll let you get back to it, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, best of luck. So long.
All right, take care. That's Elizabeth Bye-bye. Fennell, the Walton School principal, direct impact of this Cleveland Browns Foundation and all the outreach that they do. And, you know, Andrew, the one thing we talk about is the Give 10 program, and everybody thinks, well, that's just for players and front office. But you, as a direct employee of the Browns, talk about what your commitments have to be.
Well, I just think it's become just ingrained in the culture within the building. I mean, it's just you can't look anywhere without seeing a sign, without seeing people just involved. And, you know, all the employees involved in the community outreach side, I mean, they're just busy nonstop because they're looking for new challenges, looking to get more and more people involved. I mean, there's no shortage there's no limit on how many people you can get involved in any sort of charitable endeavor. And then you just see the commitment that went into putting an event like this to make this kind of a first-class operation. I mean, we got the itinerary. There's no wiggle room on anything. Everything is locked in. Everyone's having a good time. Everyone knows what they're doing here, and it just makes for a great event.
So when I say give 10, what does that mean to you as an employee?
I mean, give 10 volunteer hours in the community. I mean, if everyone kind of chips in with 10 hours, you know, just think how much better everything can be. And you know, so I'm now always looking for these charitable opportunities to volunteer, whether it's involved with the Browns or not involved with the Browns. You're looking to kind of just give back to the community. And, you know, me being from the Cleveland area, I'm moving back here. I'm even more inspired to really help out in any way I can.
All right. Well, we've got more success stories coming up. You'll also hear from Browns defensive lineman John Hughes. Joe Hayden will join us as well. Coming up in just a few minutes, though, we'll hear from Browns linebacker Craig Robertson. He's had a busy offseason. We'll talk to him as he gets ready for the 2015 season. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the 16th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Barrington Golf Club on ESPN 850 WKNR.